This is another poem that's in a sequence, and it's called Pollux, and has an epigraph by H.D., which reads, "Often one is lost and seeks the other, as in the oldest fairy tale of the twin brother-sister of the Nile Valley." The first print was of nails. Does one doubt or use India ink to mark a belief? Gemini, sitting together, fingers crossed. Since ponder examines itself, you come as you are, a token. But how does inquiry welcome a stranger? Does one search for two sticks, or is one provided with them? Feel the pulse, and it is obviously a question of how to perform the daily intercourse. First bury a stone, then take away its foundation. It trembles alone, thus. Border as an obstacle, evening once more impeding, impending water curse. Shall we pretend, dressed the track to bed, a regular extension fallen into? One is abandoned of kisses, the other of children, but all of these sons supplant 7 years, and she conceived. And she conceived again, and she conceived again, and she conceived lastly. Marooned on her lap, perhaps mortality is always a trap. To cause the body projections beyond real assurance to the future is announcing becoming only misled. And while yet the mandrake spoke, forever, I will never, I am thine. I have seen an end by surety, what I would have. Lamp is a word. I live in my shoes. I don't know what to do. Hold thou me up. A wheel is gripped. The heel is a dart. It is in fright. It is out of spinning straw into gold that the baby is sacrificed to a nameless man. Tonight you'll lie awake. Tonight you ask for the sake of tomorrow's rising. With my staff, I have become two bands. The blossoms have returned, and always a distant bird, a thousand faces, and thou. There is none but now. Who is this? Very suspicion of very suspicion. Confounded, the sound of a mourning dove brings rain. My cup leaketh out, the lung and liver lying in a glass coffin, striplings. Cast up highway, driven between snow, white horses. A chariot is wounded, shall fall into her wine. Castor, a poisoned comb, held, a spindle prick, blow the trumpet. It all comes back to betrayal, the lion's mouth. I always reply, there's something else, something that is, in itself, denied. Not the invisible, which I cannot doubt, which I cannot lack, but the line special to delineation. For what is mistaken in a day and gone from our glacial hearts, a white arc unmarked, returns, espoused onto the earth, and two stars certain to cross our paths. Almost unnoticed. From the finger points, hands and handkerchief, twofold preaching, and she did it without doing it, virtually alone. Spell proof, and you were unworthy of promises, a poor excuse, and oh, what arms now bear, breed. Dear Icarus, I have struck your water, I have been stricken with the desire keeping a little heat after sunset.